Corinthians chapter 7, Mishnah 2, Sholach Adam Yerech Lenochri, if a person sends a thaw to a non-Jew, Shegid HaNasha Besoch, and it's still got the Gid HaNasha inside it, Mivnash Shemakom Nikar. So this would be permitted. What we're worried about is that the non-Jew is then going to on-sell it or on-give it to a Jew, and it's still got the Gid HaNasha inside. That's what you might have thought. Says the Mishnah, no, we don't worry about that. And why? Because the explanation is when you take this Gid HaNasha out, the cuts and the things that you have to do to get it out, it's easily recognizable that it's been taken out or not. So we're not worried that a Jew is going to end up with this piece of meat and eat the Gid HaNasha, because you can easily see that it's been taken out or not. Hanotel Gid HaNasha Tzarech Shiitol Eskula. Someone who removes the Gid HaNasha from the animal's thigh has to take out all of it, not just the majority, or has to take out the whole thing. And Rabbi Yehuda Omer, he says, "Kedei l'kayim bo mitzvas netila." He says, no, you don't have to go to such lengths, but I'll read to you what the Qadi says. Rather, it suffices to cut from above what lies in the hollow of the thigh. Right? Yeah. So only like the higher part of it, right? He would hold. Yeah.
That's not the black.
Right. But the halacha brings the Qadi like the first opinion, means the whole thing has to be removed. If you want to take us out, it's all got to go.